Father, and shall say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you.
Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them Jesus addressed this parable. A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. He hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pots on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat? But here am I, dying from hunger. I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat me of one of your hired workers.'" So he got up and went back to his father. When he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven, against you. No longer deserve to be called you son, call your son." But his father ordered his servants, "Quickly, bring the finest robes and put it on him, and put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. There, the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked, "What this might mean?" The servant said to him, "Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf, because he has him back safe and sound." He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father, "Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders, yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughter the fattened calf." He said to him, "My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again." He was lost and has been found. Gospel of the Lord. There are lots of teachings in these parables. One of the phrases, I will get up, go to my father, and shall say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. We come from the Father. We have to go back to him. I'll get up and go to my father. So, me too. We have only one destination. God the Father. Jesus sent to us to just work much back. We come from there and go back there. Because we are made in the image of the divine persons. That means love. Where there's love, there's God. We have to go back to love. If you don't have love, you have no connection with heaven. And then the other phrase, I've sinned against heaven and against you. Whatever we sin, not only because you are angry with your neighbor, we are angry with Jesus. Whatever we do to the least, you do it to Jesus. So we shout to a person, you shout also to Jesus. Jesus identified himself to all people. So when we sin against people, we sin against God. So nothing is less, nothing is little. Before the Lord, imperfection is still we have to get over. So we pray these small things, but important things of our life. Get up, go to my Father, and remember, when we sin, we're against the person, but also against Jesus.